Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the May Board of Education meeting. At this time, we'll say the Pledge of Allegiance, and follow the Pledge of Allegiance, we'll have a moment of silence for the passing of Barbara Reynolds. And pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Ms. Delahanty, let the record reflect that all board members are present, with the exception of Mr. Mafia. Can I have approval of tonight's agenda?
Moved, Cantara.
Second, Meikle.
Moved by Cantara, second by Meikle. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Briquette.
Aye, Cantara.
Aye, Capers.
I think Mr. Emigwali is having problems with his audio.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries. Could I have approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of April 20th and the special meeting of April 28th?
Moved.
Moved Capers. Second, Kantar. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Briquette.
Aye, Kantara.
Capers, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries. Again, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the May Board of Education meeting. As I mentioned before, we lost a really special person in the community that was tied to both the elementary school district and the high school district, with countless amount of hours and years that she dedicated to making both districts have successful PTAs. And, you know, as long as I've known Barbara Reynolds, you know, she was always about the children. She was always about making sure that the community, the school community, was right, and that all students had what they needed. And it's a tragic loss. Later in the month of June, we will be having a ceremony to honor her and honor her memory for all that she's done. Saturday was May 1st, was Principal's Day. So I'd like to acknowledge all of the principals out there that are on the call this evening, that, you know, on behalf of the board and all of the scholars in the community, that we thank you for your efforts over the past 2 years. Your leadership has not gone unnoticed, and we truly appreciate what you have done. This week also marks Teacher Appreciation Week, and without our teachers, our buildings would not be as great as they are. So again, on behalf of the entire board and the community, I'd like to thank you, each and every one of you, for the effort that you put in each and every day. This time I'll turn it over to my vice president for her remarks.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. I echo the sentiments of Mr. Jaime. Happy Teachers Appreciation Week, and also recognition to our building leaders as well. I have no highlights for Mount Memorial High School. However, today and tomorrow, there will be 7th and 8th grade math testing. The students will be on a staggered schedule, and it is reflected on the website. That is all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. I do have a report from Sewanika, submitted by Principal Allen. And for the month of April, the following students were recognized: Junior Adam Thompson, was awarded the honorable mention for his poetry submission in the Walt Whitman Poetry Contest. Vanessa Cruz was awarded the New York State PTSA Jenkins Scholarship for Teacher Education. She was one of 12 winners in New York State. Family and Career Community Leaders of America will advance to the national competition in Nashville, and the following students placed well in New York State competition: Isabella Gaiano, Career Investigation Gold; Lucia Matthew, Career Investigation Gold; Ashna Balro, Chapter Service Display, Silver; Cheyenne King, Event Management, Silver; Taisha Devil, Thematic Table Setting, Gold; Catherine Krishnalal, Food Innovations, Gold; and Emily Mathuseni, Food Innovations, Gold. Senior Daniel Dennehy completed his Eagle Scout project for Troop 298. Daniel designed and completed a memorial garden at the Avery Boulevard Park. Senior Shania King is headed to Virtual Enterprise International Global Innovation Challenge after her impressive presentation in the human resources area. The Senior Robotics Club competed at their first Tech Challenge Regional Qualifying Tournament and won first place Think Award and second place Innovation Award. The following students will be recognized or were recognized by the Sewanika Future Business Leader of America Competition State Leadership Conference. Mackenzie Clark won first place Intro to Word Processing. Karina Thomas, second place for Client Services. Vashni Shukwa, second place Word Processing. Kyra Sethi, Alana Allison, and Seth Stephenson won third place for Production Design. And Vishna Shukwa, fourth place Intro to FBLA Creed Speaking. In athletics, the Sewanika football team competed in the Nassau Conference II Big Four Championship. The team received recognition as most improved team in Nassau County. The all-conference players are as follows: Brian Lowry, Franz Compier, Jaheim Hall, Rahul Krishan, Holy Goboto, and the following student won honorable mention, county player, Jaheim Hall. And the following players were also recognized for all county, for their all county work: Brian Lowry and Franz Compier. Coach George Comitis was awarded Nassau County Coach of the Year. The Sewanika student athletes will sign their letters. Well, seven Sewanika student athletes will sign their letters of intent to play collegiate sports on May 7th. Camila Borda, lacrosse at Buffalo State. Franz Compier, football at Nassau Community College. Patrick Dempsey, lacrosse at Molloy College. Markel Medford, football at St. Thomas Aquinas. Anthony O'Shea, football at St. Thomas Aquinas. Nicholas O'Shea, lacrosse at Adelphi University. And last but not least, Holy Gavonto, football at Anna Maria College. The Sewanika Parent Outreach event was held on April 24th, and 30 families participated, getting information regarding student progress, upcoming assessments, and the end-of-year events. The chaplaincy from Belmont Racetrack also participated in the events. Important dates coming up at Sewanika. The Walk of Fame will be May 6th. The Honor Society inductees will receive their certificates and cords. Inductions were held virtually this year. On May 7th, it's the College Signing Day. On May 3rd, which was yesterday, was advanced placement exams. And finally, the 7th and 8th grade Summer Academy information packets will be coming out very shortly. This report is respectfully submitted by Nicole Allen, Principal of Salonica High School. And that concludes the high school report. Ms. Delahanty, was there any correspondence?
Yes, we received a letter from a parent. It was submitted to the Board of Education for their review, and because of the personal content, the letter will not be read publicly.
Thank you. And that letter from that parent was shared with the members of the board and will be discussed. At this time, we'll have the report of the school attorney.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. I have two matters for the public session. The first is an amendment to the contract between Mr. Harper, the former superintendent and currently assistant superintendent. It involves the distribution of certain funds on his retirement. These are not new funds. These are funds that were earned by him during his service to the district, and they were placed in a 403B fund. And the distribution of those funds, we amend his contract in order to put language in that will comply with certain provisions of the Internal Revenue Code, and it effectively makes them non-elective contributions. I ask for a motion to permit Mr. Jaime to sign the amendment to Mr. Harper's contract in accordance with the explanation I just gave.
Have a motion, please.
Move Cantara.
Move Cantara. Can I have a second?
Second, Meikle.
Second, Meikle. Any discussion? All in favor?
I Battle Briquette.
I Cantara.
I Capers.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Jaime. Second, today we will hold the budget hearing. The budget hearing is required by state law. However, at the time that law was passed, the budget did not have to be adopted until very close to the election day. You know that the election is held on the 18th of May. Under current rules, the budget has to be adopted in April. So the budget has been adopted, but we are required to hold a budget hearing, and Mr. Jaime will conduct that hearing. This constitutes the budget hearing. The budget adopted by the board on April 20th at the regularly scheduled meeting of the board in April is a budget in the amount of $96,906,270. And the public is aware that that is the amount that the board is authorized to spend during the 21-22 school year. School years run from July 1 to June 30th of the subsequent year. The board cannot expend more than that. They're not required to spend all of it, but this budget has been carefully constructed to to comply with the needs of the district. We are not, we have not cut any programs, and we are delivering, as the public knows, program in person and by remote. And we will continue to deliver our programs without interruption next year. Mr. Jaime.
Thank you, Mr. Nugent. And in keeping with the past practices of the budget presentations, Mr. Rosner will be presenting the budget across the community over the course of the next couple of weeks up until the budget vote. And the times and the Zoom codes are posted on the district website for anyone that wishes to participate and present any questions on the budget. At this time, I would ask for a motion to approve the budget hearing and then close this portion out and proceed with the on with the regular meeting. Have a motion, please.
Moved, Cantara.
Second, Meikle.
Any discussion? All in favor?
I battle Burkett.
I can, Tara.
Capers, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. That concludes my report.
Thank you. At this time, we'll have the report of Mr. Rosner.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. First evening to everyone. Of course, welcome and thank you to our first responders, our veterans, and our active military for the work that they do. I want to thank the PTA from Colbert Avenue who invited myself, Mr. Spinato, and Dr. Garcia to dismissal today to honor our teachers. It was beautiful. They were holding up signs that had balloons in honor of Teacher Appreciation Week. And then they released the balloons on behalf of all of the virtual teachers that were not able to be there. So a really nice gesture. So much respect and much thanks to the PTA at Colbert Avenue for inviting us today. Happy birthday to our assistant principal at Colbert Avenue, Mrs. Allison Gunn. Happy birthday, Mrs. Gunn. Happy Teacher Appreciation Week. Thank you for all that you do. Just a reminder, as Mr. Jaime said, we have our budget vote on May 18th. And I will be presenting the budget across the community. Please log on to any Zoom, even if it's for a specific school that you may not belong to. Please, by all means, we will let you into the meeting, and you will be able to ask any questions in the chat feature. So that is open for everyone. And, of course, any questions about the budget, you may email me. You may email Ms. Delahanty, our district clerk, and we will get back to you as soon as possible. For my official report, Mr. Jaime, I seek a motion to approve professional leaves of absences, terminations, and retirements listed on page one.
Have a motion to approve page one.
Move.
Battle Burkett.
Second.
Oops. Move Battle Burkett. Second, Capers. Any discussion? All in favor?
I Battle Burkett.
I can, Tara.
Aye, Capers.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve civil service terminations, resignations, and retirements listed on pages 2 through 4.
Have a motion to approve pages 2 through 4.
Moved, Meikle.
Second, Kantara.
Move Meikle. Second, Kantara. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Thank you, Tara.
Capers, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
Seek a motion to receive the Committee on Special Education and the Section 504 Committee on page 5.
Have a motion to receive page 5.
Moves Kantara.
Second, Battle Burkett.
Move Kantara. Second, Battle Burkett. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Kantara.
Capers, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
I seek a motion to approve items 3 through 10 on pages 6 through 8.
Have a motion to approve pages 6 through 8.
Meikle moved.
Second.
Move Meikle, second Capers. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle-Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Aye, Capers.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
Items 1 through 6 are noted for the minutes on page 9.
Page 9 is so noted for the minutes.
On page 10, I seek a motion to approve the schedule of disbursements and warrants.
Have a motion to approve page 10.
Move Battle-Burkett.
Second, Meikle.
Move Battle-Burkett. Second, Meikle. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle-Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Capers, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
Seek a motion to receive the treasurer's report on page 11.
Have a motion to receive page 11.
Move Cantara.
Second.
Move Cantara, second Capers. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle-Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Aye, Capers.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
On page 12, items A through I are noted for the minutes, and page 13, the vandalism tallies for April 2021.
Pages 12 and 13 are so noted for the minutes.
And as always, I remind the public, please, you do not have to wait for the next Board of Education meeting to ask any questions or express any concerns. You have my email address. You can reach out to the central office as well. We are here to help, and you may please reach out at any time. Thank you very much for all of your patience and understanding, your cooperation through these very challenging times. It's a beautiful community, and it's been showing every single day we walk around the buildings. It's just a great place for our children to learn, and I thank you all for your help, and I wish you health as we move forward. Thank you very much, Mr. Jaime.
Thank you, Mr. Rosner. At this time, is there any old business?
None.
New business?
None noted.
Any legislative items?
None.
Items for future consideration?
None.
So two items for note. The budget vote is, well, three items actually. The budget vote is Tuesday, May 18th from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Certification meeting will be held via Zoom at 9:30 p.m. That's May 18th. And our next regular Board of Education meeting will be June 1st at 8 p.m. At this time, I'm going to ask for a motion to adjourn.
Moved, Meikle.
Second.
Moved by Meikle, second Capers. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle-Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Capers, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries. Once again, I thank everyone for their time this evening and wish you a good evening. Have a good night.